准备一些 questions。
不会啊，不会哦。
对了，你太亮了，You're too bright, you're the bright, bright and shining star, bro。
靓仔，靓仔，
你
哇，好久不见了，真的。
暗一点点，啊，你 try。
为什么这么大？
Okay, guys, we are live right now. There are 115 people now.
那个玻璃箱。
Hello, 谁加油？怎么
了？Oh my side.
115个人，多一点嘞。
Okay, guys, if you can hear what we are talking about, right? I mean, can hear us? Can you share with us where are you from? 来，告诉我们 ，Where are you from?
MMA, 我
MMA, show me your job. Oh, okay. So Tiger mentioned.Eric MMA. So what is MMA? Mixed martial art.
你没有看我的 Instagram, 哇老。
没有看到，要等你讲比较好。
来
Instagram 我们只看女孩子呀。哎呦，How come we speak Mandarin 啊 ？Why is this in Mandarin？
我以为今天的 session。
Is this a Chinese session？
可以啦 ，Today only for Chinese people 啊。
哎，来，给跟他 cancel 了，哎。
okay, la, okay, la. So, let's start. We only have 1 hour. So, Glenn.
Okay, so today our topic is what? Is about interest rate, right? Navigating interest rate, how does interest rate affect our real estate and stock investor? So, maybe a lot of people show us, Eric, like, hey, interest rate go up, interest rate go down. And right now, interest rate go down. Is it good or bad news for property, Eric? I'm also very curious.
For property first,
I
say many times, so actually interest rate don't really affect property prices, although it is a good thing that US going to cut rates, then of course there are more people buying properties, but even before the rates is this low at 2.2, today's rate is like 2.75, so even before the rates drop to this, previously we have rates like near 4%, the price is still relatively healthy, still good. So people still buy despite of the interest rates. So actually later we will talk about some risks, like does it affect the property market? The answer is no, because
good property still go. Very counterintuitive. I thought usually like people think that when interest rate is high, it will make people don't want to buy, correct?
Correct.
But now interest rate low, then should be counter, what? No man?
Yeah, by right lah. But even that's why I say even last year when interest rate is 3%+, we still have a lot of people. We still have a lot of upgraders, wah. And I think property market is very different from stocks, ma. Like property market, we think of like how to exit. Like if we buy this, who can we sell to next time? That's why I say always learn to sell to HDB upgraders, which is this is a huge market where even in good times, bad times, people want to sell and upgrade to. A better asset class, which is a condo lah. And most of people, when they upgrade to condo, not only they want to make money, they also want to for the benefits of their kids lah. You know, when your kids is like 5-10 years, they like the swimming pool. So families do upgrade for the sake of their kids lah. So this is one of the things where when property market up and down, there are still people upgrading ma.
But just curious, Eric. That means just now what you mentioned, like last time. I mean, few years back, the interest rate very high, 3-4%. But right now, it's still very high. People still buy. That means right now, if interest rate go down, that means more people buy and more people willing to buy, lah.
So there is. So it may happen when it may happen like after our Chinese Ghost Festival over. we talk about Chinese Ghost Festival. There are still many people buying, and I have people who also have difficulty buying into the resale market because every good properties, all the sellers are holding very well for their properties. Ma. So actually, if you are looking at good properties, whether is it like Ghost Festival, no festival, the market is still very healthy.
Is it only you or not? Is it only your world the market is very healthy because you are able to maneuver the price? You are the market manipulator. Maybe not the same for everybody. I don't know about the rest of the audience. Do you all agree? Like, for us, we feel the impact. But for Eric, you got a magic touch.
I think I shared this many times because I only look at good properties. And who cares about bad properties? Because bad properties is always bad. Ma. Am I right? So if you look at good properties, there's always transactions, there's always people who want to buy into such property, ma, which is very simple. La. Near MRT, newer types of property, three bedder, four bedder, they are very, very sure got people buy one. So you see, I only focus on the good ones. I guess like Sean, when you buy stocks for investment, you also look at the good ones, ma. You don't go and focus, hey, the bad ones, how it perform, will the bad ones perform good or during the bad market? You I mean, we only have some time to have to make use of our good time. We will do more research on the good ones, ma. Who cares about
okay,
that?
Okay, when you say good one, what do you mean? So okay, maybe I share with you my perspective. So for stocks, right, when we talk about good stocks, right, these may be stocks that are making money consistently, companies that are making money consistently, their technical indicators is strong. And I also realize, like what Eric mentioned, there are some kind of stocks, right, they are in luxury goods. Example, Ferrari is listed. Okay, in case you all didn't know, MS, is it? Some of the branded goods, I don't know how to pronounce. Is it called MS? MS? Hermes. Hermes.
Okay.
So, if I pronounce wrong, people angry. Okay. So, these companies, right, you realize they are actually recession-proof one. Because when recession comes in or interest rate or any economic situation happens, right, you realize that the super ultra-rich people, right, they are outside all this situation one. Recession, recession, all. I lose another 1 million, so what? I got a few billion. So that's why Eric is like that. Eric's world is like, huh? Interesting. No, who cares?
Yeah. I think, likewise, I Singapore is a good country overall.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's only a handful of good properties. So, I mean, I really shared, like, you want to start off your property, just look at OCR or CD Fringe, ma. Don't go to core region, because core region, usually, buyer profile are, like, foreigners, ma. And we all know, foreigners go anywhere, buy foreign overseas property, sure lose money, So, even foreigners come to Singapore as a foreign overseas property, they also lose money, because they buy in where locals don't buy, wa.
Also, I think we have a good question, Eric. It's to property, la. He asked, don't we need to look at low interest rate together with anticipated recession? That means, I think most probably he's asking, like, maybe next year or next year recession. Does it affect the property market?
You know, every time when I I don't know why many people will keep on asking me, next year recession, following year the recession. Walao, you have the crystal ball, man. Who knows? So, guys, don't talk about recession, la. Let's talk about what you can do within your control. Can you control recession? I think we can't control, ma. Then why you spend so much time doing like waiting for recession to come? What if don't come? You have already wasted so many of your youth and wasted so many opportunities to buy, ma. So stop talking about, so everyone here, stop talking about recession, la, because I hear so many times, and yet those people who choose to control what they can, which is to look at their budget, buy in good areas. These people definitely make more than those people who tell me, oh, recession, and don't do anything in their life forever.
Yeah. Hey, but I mean, go back to the 7 month thing. So during 7 months, is the property price really cheaper?
No lah. That's why I say even during 7 months. Okay, we can only say that. You know, some people are superstitious. They may not want to buy during that period. They may not want to sell within that period. So as I say, even today, those good projects, people who still want to buy in, the seller are still holding very strongly on their price. Man. So even you want to buy during ghost month, which is by right a slow month, which is not a slow month, it's still not easy to buy. So doesn't mean it's ghost month or what month, not a good time to buy. It's always a good time to buy if you can find a good property opportunity, ma. And
unlike recession, you cannot control, right? You can control ghost month one. So like, for example, you go and like Halloween come early, go to your neighbor house, like go and make some funny noise. Maybe they will sell the house cheap, you know. I'm just kidding. Hey, don't do that. This one police come and catch you. watch too many cartoon shows.
Ghost month don't really affect much one.
Okay. But I think got one thing more scary than ghosts. I think Eric always like to say, which is the property price keep increasing, actually more scary than ghost festival.
Yeah, it's scarier than ghost festival.
The ghost also scared.
Yeah, man.
But actually I want to share a recent case regarding myself, like, just nice can share with everyone. Because recently I want to buy property, ma. So I've been asking Eric since I think starting of this year or last year end. So Eric has been telling me what to do, like what to do exactly step 1 until step 10.
Yeah.
So at May, I remember I transact around May, May this year, May 2024.
He tell you 10 steps. He give you 10 steps. That time he just tell me, hey bro, buy this one. I go and buy already. You need 10 steps to convince.
No, no, very little step, but actually must follow the game plan. So I just follow. And then May 2024, I transact. Then I just follow, just blah, blah, do this, blah, blah, do that. Then as of now, September, I think around 3 months, actually my property valuation go up by 100K. I was quite shocked.
Well done.
Okay.
Yeah.
So actually,
credits on Eric.
Okay. But also want to thank Glenn for, it's a good teamwork lah. So usually people who come for a one-to-one, it's a good teamwork. I will just tell you what to do. You go and do your homework, and you will get you will get what you have done lah. So I'm happy for you lah.
But I also want to share, starting a bit like blah blah, huh? Why like that? But in my mind, I maybe just like most of you here, I'm like not sure what's the rationale. But of course, Eric have more experience in terms of property because more than 10 years really. I just follow up because cannot be wrong. Just follow exactly what he did. Definitely, he did what he did in the past. That's why he is who he is today. So I just follow it. And then really not bad. So I really urge all of you, if got any questions regarding property or anything, just look for Eric. He's the guy to go.
It's quite true, you know, you do a lot of homework, right? You're making a lot of assumptions. And you know, unlike stocks, stocks you can make some mistake, you can position size, you say, oh, 5% I put here, 10% I put here, but property, typically, you only get one and then you get stuck for a few years and you only have a few cycles to run through. So I think property really, unless how smart you are, very hard to beat experience. Even AI cannot beat human experience. That's one thing that I learned also, you know.
So
yes, maybe listen to me. You want to be Hua Kui. You want to be Hua Kui. Listen to me.
I want to eat the Hua Kui.
Maybe we go back to stocks. So Sean, a lot of people talking about recession. How does recession affect stock market? Let's say recession next year. What should we do?
Okay, just now Eric say don't talk about recession. Now you want me to get scolding. But never mind. Okay, since I'm here, let me pull out some things now. Okay. So
hey, don't answer recession. Why must, I mean, no one will know. It's only come already, then we will think of what are the strategies to adapt.
Okay, but I share certain statistics. We share data, okay? Yeah, and then but I want to share a few. Can see all the data. So this is interest rate. I share with something quite interesting. Okay. Can see
come talk.
I think I must add.
Oh, you must add the screen, is it?
Okay,
so this is the interest rate. You all can see?
Yep.
Can see. So if I zoom in, the gray color portion is the recession. This is history. I'm talking about history. Do you realize that every time the Fed cut rate, so the rate drop, recession come. The rate drop, recession come. So this is based on, again, history. Okay, guys, wait. Let me zoom out a little bit. So I want to share with you, there's this thing called a difference between correlation and causation. Okay, what am I talking about? So you see, the interest rate high, cut, then recession come. Okay, does it mean that cutting interest rate cause recession? Does it mean that? Okay. We do not know, you know, same thing. Well, you see, throughout history, don't know why. Every time cut interest rate, the recession will come. By right, people, they are cutting interest rate to prevent recession. Do you know that? Why? Okay, because when the Federal Reserve, they cut interest rate, the assumption is with cheaper interest rate to borrow money, people will borrow more money, they will, example, buy more property. But we also realize, like property price doesn't really get affected. People don't really behave that way. But psychologically, and with lesser interest rate, company can borrow money to expand the company. So all this, right, I can tell you that will it definitely have recession? I'm pretty sure the recession will come. I don't know when only. So you can say, hey, every time cut will come. But you go and measure, sometimes it's 3 months, sometimes 2 years, sometimes 5 years. So if you always want to find the linkage, you can definitely find one. Okay. So you can say, every time rain, the stock market will drop. But don't know how many days. Tomorrow rain, maybe next year drop. So it's like after every something happens, something will happen. So causation and correlation may not be the same thing. Correlation means this happened, that also happened. So every time the dog bark, I will have headache. But actually, the headache may be by something else. You all get it, So now, the interesting thing is this. I like Eric, I don't know whether really to try to predict recession. But I do think that, let's say stock market, we can know how the fund managers work or the fund institutions because they invest into bonds ma. So when bonds give them income, you know, they want to make money for their investors. So if let's say now the interest rate drop, right, they will realize, oh shucks, I have lesser money for my investors. So they need to find alternative investments. This is an interesting portion. So you must understand, fund managers, the big money market world, right, they are always thinking where to best place their money. And we now know that when interest rate drop, definitely they will be thinking where else to put money to actually get back the same income. So we don't really sort of like, we have to see lah. So maybe one good idea is maybe they will go into property. Maybe they'll go into dividends giving stocks. These are all high possibility. So you take all these combination of very likely, all these have high chance, right? You add them together, then you'll find the sweet spot. This is the way that we play the game. Okay?
Wow.
Okay. Actually, I got another thinking about recession, because like...
He said we'll talk about recession. You really want to get scolded.
when talking about recession, I'm super excited. Why? Because a lot of people like to scare about recession come. Actually, I'm very excited. I've been waiting for more recession to come because all of us know that when recession come or potential thing people think about recession will come, the stock price will drop. And this is whereby we have more opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah. Because all of us can go and search every single recession, actually they cause much more millionaires. So isn't recession good?
But actually, in the property market, it's quite different, because because for stocks, as we all know, you should buy when the market is bleeding, ma. In property, even during COVID, which is the last dip in the property market, people are also very fearful, So most people who knows how to play the property market, they will enter during bad times, But we cannot, as what Sean said, we cannot predict what will happen in the next few months, next few years. So, but what I can always say is try to get yourself a decent, good property. Don't over leverage. Get good properties. You will never go wrong, lah. So even if the market were to come down, your whole after that, you also make decent profits, So as I said, I bought properties about almost every year last decade. I buy in the best time, I make the most, which is during COVID. I buy during the worst time, which is 2013, which is the highest market at that time. I still make a bit. So just buy good properties. If good times you make more, if in bad times you make lesser, but you still make, you won't lose money.
Just like Eric, I think this gentleman or lady, C.D. Ang, mentioned interest rate was low from 2013 and 2019, but housing price was shit.
Correct. I bought in 2013. I sold 2019. I still make, but not as much lah. But I still make. It's still better than you put your money into your fixed deal. Or if you are very good like stocks, like you are very good, you want to diversify your portfolio, you can always go and learn from like stocks, which I know nothing about. Property in Singapore is still a good investment to go. As I say, many people, you can only buy two properties, just get it done, and the rest of money just put into stocks. Because stocks, you can always buy up to 100 years old. Property, you can't do that. So you do you should settle your property first, because it's because got age limit.
So guys, when Eric mentioned that he doesn't make a lot, make much lesser, but his lesser is still six figures. He's a lot.
Because the down payment is already six figure. So you say less will be lower six figure, but you say more is it can be seven figure.
So guys, you all know what is Eric's high and low six. High and 没有赚这么多, is still six figure.
Yeah, 没有赚这样多是几百千啊. But because our property, the price is high. Unlike if you go to other countries, maybe you lose your down payment 100k, then you make a five figures fair lah. But our down payment minimally six figure already.
Yeah, but Eric, I'm just very curious. I ask behalf of a lot of people lah. Like if let's say a person, wanting to be like you, wanting to be a property investor but have no knowledge, no experience, how can they start? Like start from
learn.
Did you launch resale or what?
什么东西都要学的嘛. So I think in my last YouTube shorts, I did share that if you do, okay, let's take a AGA $1.75 or $1.8 million budget. So let's say $1.8 million means you need about 500,000 down payment, 500,000 cash and CPF. So at $1.8 million today, you buy new launch, you can't even get a 3-beta. So the maximum is only like 2-beta. But for resale market, you can buy one size bigger, which I shared in my last YouTube video. So instead of choosing new, you choose a resale property. The resale is one size bigger, which you can easily get a 3-bed, 3-bath in OCR condo. And even at 1.8 million today, there's still chance you can get 3-bed, 3-beta in City Fringe. But I think by this month, this is the last month you can get. Next month, you can't get already. Because price is always going up.
But guys, I mean, like, if anyone of you want to do like what Eric mentioned, y'all must really be careful. I mean, like, Eric say like very easy, but y'all must be careful. What I mean by be careful, because your 500k, you time inside, 5 years later, 3 years later, if you do the right property, of course, 500k times two, if you do the right thing. If you do the wrong thing, first day, the 500k desktop. So y'all must really get proper guidances before you add anything.
And very good. I think after what Glenn said, you must understand whatever I share here is with the knowledge of good properties. I don't care about bad properties. So I'm not going to tell you, oh, if you buy 1.8 million bad properties, bad one just bad lah. So focus on the good ones. So but as I say, anyway, right now we have about 600 over people. For those people who really want to learn how to buy your property, have a good foundation of your basic strategies, tips, please come for my Thursday webinar. I think Sean also have his have their own webinar on stock. So maybe we have a advertisement time. Maybe you can share the link. So for those people who want to know more about property and stocks, you can we will put the link up here. Then you can register for mine is Thursday lah. Sean, 你的是几时?
Wednesday. Yes.
你的是几时啊?
Wednesday.
Oh, yes. Wednesday is Wednesday, tomorrow.
Wednesday.
Tomorrow. Okay, so tomorrow, right. Wednesday is Sean's webinar. Then Thursday one is my webinar, which is on the 12th. So go and click and register. If you want to watch, I think really, I mean, investing is a long-term thing. It's good to learn. If not, you go out and anyhow hum dum, walao, your guts very big.
Okay. Sean, you are muted, by the way. You are muted.
Already, I talk so much that nobody here. No, just kidding. I just laugh only. Okay, so I'm muted for how long already. Okay, while the advertisement is going on, maybe I just share some key concepts. So, example, just now I mentioned, I believe that the...
I think the link 写错了.
The link 写错了?
I think you put the is Savvy Rich 3, then like a pointer 2 不是在一起的, so it's Savvy Rich 3, not 32.
Can we kick the link like independently? Maybe just put the Eric's link. Hey, this one is really something I truly sincerely feel that, like I mentioned, property. I know this story, I repeat a lot of times, especially if, let's say, you are hearing this, me and Eric, for quite a number of times, right? I always remember the story he told me. He got so many stories until he cannot remember one. But I tell you, the story that impacted me a lot is because last time he used to work in the bank. Then he helped people to actually finance the loans and things like that. So he was sharing, right, there was a case where two people with the same kind of profile, they come and actually borrow money to buy property. Then few years later, they come and refinance and buy another property, right? Wow! Their basic income, everything's still the same. Because about 3 years, so about same similar position and all that, their income never changed, but their net worth changed a lot. And why? It's because they choose the different property, you know. So one choose in somewhere in the north, which Eric hates. Okay, and somewhere, I remember the story very clearly. Then I said, wow, seriously, frankly speaking, I was thinking like, maybe some of your parents or some of the one who are more elderly, you think back, if you go back in time, 5 years, 10 years ago, right, and you can choose the correct property, right, how different will your life be? Think about it seriously, it's really a very big impact. If you have chosen just the right property to buy and stay in, your net worth is very different. Obviously, you need to actually fork out a bit of more money to finance, but just by the correct location, your whole entire financial destiny changes. So I've seen people who think they are very smart. So I heard of people who think that they know how to own self analyze a property and here and there. Then after I hear already, I go tell Eric. Then Eric say, then he will be able to see certain things that you don't see because of his years of experience. So this one is a high endorsement because I myself experienced it. I've seen people who would have actually been a lot wealthier because if they have bought, they just spend a bit of time a bit of investment to do the correct one, it's done already. You think about it. If it makes sense, then and you are thinking of like, if you actually if you stay in the property one, you should really have the knowledge to go and learn. Okay, can so good on this investment.
I actually also want to add on to what Sean mentioned. I think a few years back, I think Eric know who am I talking about. Few years back, around 2018-19, there's this person who go to Eric and bought a property without Eric acknowledgement. That time he bought property. Then after he asked Eric, hey, this property good or not? Then at the time in front of me, Eric already mentioned this property, if you haven't buy yet, don't buy because it's really cui.
Yeah. So this person just 4 feet
exactly. Why you know that one? Okay. So just ask the person to forfeit. Then this person didn't forfeit. So this person go ahead. Then until recently, right, this person that I know of, the property value dropped by more than 100k and cannot sell also. So a lot of people thought that, hey, property lose money or make money, just sell only. But the most painful thing is you sell, nobody want to buy. So guys, I also totally agree with what Sean mentioned. The difference between buying right property and buying wrong property is not only the monetary pain, it's the time.
It's a waiting time. It's a waiting pain.
Because in life, we do not have a lot of 5 years. Do not have a lot of 10 years. So you miss out these 5 years, miss out this 10-year cycle. Wow. I always mention in Chinese, 钱赚了回来,
yeah.
那个时间买不回来.
True, true. It's very different. Wow. Can feel the pain. Maybe I just share. I mean, for those who are not, while you buy property, maybe these are just some key ideas. I actually put my screen share. Don't know whether you can put it up. Just share very quickly some of the links that you all can do. So this is my own opinion. Again, don't blame me if anything goes wrong. But these are dividend stocks. So some of them giving 11%, 6%. Not all dividend stocks are good dividend stocks. But the list down here, later I'll put inside the link. I don't know how to... Okay, later I see whether I can put inside the link. But so these are called...
Per year.
Okay, okay. So these are dividends aristocrats. So what... Okay. These are stocks in the S&P 500. S&P, to be in the S&P 500, you got to be a little bit better criteria. Doesn't mean they are all good. And they have been giving... increasing dividends for the past 25 years. So every year their dividends keep increasing on it. So this is a dividends aristocrats. Got another one is called Dividend Kings. Y'all can study it. Okay, Dividends King, right? They give increasing dividends for 50 over years. Okay, so I personally saw one particular stock that I think is pretty worth looking at. Is it okay I share, but y'all also do your own due diligence? If okay, y'all help me type. DD means due diligence. You must also go and do lah. Okay, then I dare to share lah. I think it's really quite a good idea to perhaps invest a little bit in this stock. Okay, but this is what I'll do. This stock is called SJW. So recession, no recession. Interest rate, no interest rate. People still need water lah. I think so. So this one is they serve a certain portion of US, and they have been giving what's their dividends? I can't really remember. But their dividends is I think 6 or 7%. Or maybe I can take a look later.
Wow,
so SJW Morningstar. So these are just some ideas. So since we are here, just share some ideas. Again, don't go and sell your house to buy this. You should actually sell this to go and buy a house. Okay. their dividend yield is about 2.something%. But okay, they are not very high in terms of dividend yield. But historically, right, this is the highest that they ever give. If we take a look. The last highest is 2015, 2.63. Now is 2.67, so even higher. Now, but you look at the technicals, it is actually above they just crossed above their 200 moving average, which is a very strong sign for a turnaround stock. And also their fundamentals, right, is all super strong. So I use a few websites just to share with you guys. Guru Focus, you can take a look. It's a free website. Okay, I paid for it, but I think free one can see a few stocks. So you can see their growth rank, profitability rank. Quite a lot of them all very, very strong. So these are just some key ideas. But you can go and take a look. Dividends aristocrats and Dividend Kings. This is for simple way to actually invest. Just accumulate a bit. Okay, things like that. Okay, just want to share some ideas. Huh?
Okay. Hey, I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Because right now, if let's say for people who have even after they buy all the property, buy all the stocks, they may have some funds, spare cash. Yeah. So some of them will put in T-bill, all these fixed D lah. So for yourself, is there any good, not very risky stocks and yet can perform well and everything good lah, but returns we are looking at dividends lah. Any good, how to look out for such?
maybe we say buy and hold lah. Buy and hold. Later we see whether Glenn and I got the same thing in mind. So actually, typically there's a stock that even Warren Buffett or go and recommend on. Did they recommend? They recommend lah. They actually outrightly recommend. Hey, you all should just buy this. He actually said this, and you can beat a lot of people already. But we found one that's even better because it is this stock, if it does well, this the stock that Warren Buffett say does well, right? This particular stock will do even maybe 2 times, 3 times better. So these are some possible ideas. So again, 1, 2, 3, we say together, see whether the same.
Later we say.
You know
what I'm talking about? You don't know.
I know.
You don't know? Okay, never mind. Okay, never mind. You know Warren Buffett said which stock, right? Okay, he talked about S&P 500, but you can maybe, for us, we use options to leverage and things like that to reduce risk. But if let's say you want to buy and hold, I don't think options is like everybody maybe want to actually spend time and effort to do. But if you do, actually, the rewards is very huge. If you want to just buy and hold, you just buy S&P 500. You can even buy S&P 500 leverage ETF. It may sound scary because it's leverage, but actually, there is a little bit of inherent risk, but the risk is not very high because it's 500 stocks. So it's called UPRO. So this is something that maybe just put a little bit in. We're not supposed to give recommendation, but yeah. I mean, we've been doing that. Okay, it's called UPRO.
What they do, yeah?
They basically buy S&P 500, but they leverage on it. Times two of S&P, times three actually, UPRO.
Understand.
Do you do that, Glenn? Yours is
Mine is TQQQ. It's 3x of Dow Jones.
No, it's Nasdaq.
Oh, Nasdaq, correct.
Yeah.
Anyway, Roger Ong want to say very thank you to our Eric.
So good lah. Then
Ching吃饭.
Yeah, then after that, this same gentleman, Roger Ong, make so much money, and then right now also want to learn different skill set, and then learn from Sean.
I saw a question, okay. Can answer, right? Not this one, wrong.
Yeah, but this one is a good question, man.
I think it's the same person. Okay, Jason asked, normally how long to sell one property after market? Okay, if I get your question correctly, usually even for my family members, after we sell, we always must have a plan in mind to buy what to buy next before we sell. So I repeat, every time we sell, we will definitely have something to buy. So we have something to buy before we sell. Not like we sell, then we wait, then we see what to buy, or let's wait for the recession to come, then we buy later. So please don't do that. So every time when we sell something, in 2-3 months time, we will get something already. So that means we are always in the property market. There's no break in between. So please don't time the market. Oh, I sell now. Because I have people who sell now and wait for what recession to come. Don't come. Then I'd rather you keep your property and make a few more 100K. So don't time the market. So if you want to sell something, please get something back and get something better.
Interesting. And then I think this gentleman asking where got low risk high return one.
Talking about property
in my opinion both property and stocks are got low risk high return in my opinion. Maybe let me explain.
True.
Let's talk about property. The one that Eric Chu asked me to buy is really low risk high return in my opinion. Why low risk? Because I buy much cheaper than people around me. And low risk. And why high return?
Yeah.
Because the valuation keep increase, then much high return. It's really like that. But most importantly, you must buy the correct property and at the entry price that Eric Chu mentioned. Wow,没有错. Then coming back to stock, I've been investing in stocks for more than 10 years. Stocks really got almost every now and then got low risk and high return. Every now and then. It's like one of the good understanding is recession. Recession when stock price drop is much low risk, high return. Like normally maybe this stock 20%, but recession is 50% per year. Example, because you buy lower, the ROI higher. This math. Then the other way of doing it is we use options to boost our return. Like maybe people buy stock at $100 per share, but we buy stock at, instead of $100, we buy stock at $95 per share because we use this thing called put options. We use this thing called option. So there's a lot of things that got low risk, high return on. Yeah, but of course, must do it safely lah. Yeah, true. But Eric or Sean got anything to add on?
The concept of risk is something that is very important to investors. You must always think about risk to return. And it is of no fault of anyone to think that we got low risk, high return. Because again, if you actually go and study the best investors, right, they look at risk very differently. A lot of people look at risk as price fluctuation. But the biggest investors, they look at risk as a maximum loss. So I can tell you, there's a lot of concept of you can... In fact, when you reduce your risk, I mean, you say you go at a lower price, you already reduce your risk. So the property, instead of buying at 1 million, you buy, let's say, 800,000, you risk 200,000 lesser. But because you buy lesser, your returns will be higher. So actually, it is a counterintuitive. But you go and do the math, it does make sense. So in terms of, like, let's say, stocks or options, right? Why we always like to use options? Because it significantly lower the risk. So we can get a similar returns when the stock price goes up, when we buy options. But if the stock price goes down, right, we actually lose a lot lesser. So these are actually ways to do it. Okay, I mean, if your time later can show some examples. But really go and challenge the thinking. Really, why must be high risk, high return? It only makes sense if you talk about... I don't know how the concept comes about.
Well, maybe the books or someone in their head say high risk, high return, low risk, low return, which I don't...
Maybe they're comparing to putting money in the bank versus like maybe buying assets. So putting the money in the bank...
Putting money into something they don't know. There's a high risk, high return.
The risk can be reduced, mitigated.
But maybe to me, putting money in the bank is not low risk, low return. It's no low risk, no return. Inflation, very scary. Inflation, in my opinion. Like last time, my time $2. Now, one time, we got $2. Now, $3.50 to $5.50. Now,
$2 half one wonton. One
half a wonton, a half. Actually, now that you talk about putting money in the bank, sidetrack. So actually, if you think that putting money in the bank is safe, right, maybe you can buy the bank shares. Like OCBC now, I think the dividend yield is 5.68%, in case you didn't know. And you can use SRS to buy. Okay, so all this, triggered. Okay, so you can check OCBC. You know, it's 5% now. If you think that, put money in bank is safe, you are assuming the bank don't close down. So myself, you don't put the money in the bank, you put the money and buy the bank. Also can mark, right?
Yeah,
it's the same asset, man.
Yeah. Wow, a lot of good questions. Maybe I personally ask Eric a lot of people ask about new laws, new laws. This one is very, very common question. I think this one is Chen Ma. Gary is asking, okay. PSF virus size you can enter, man.
I don't know your PSF is I think he's referring to new launch, but I'll try because the question not very complete. Okay, so everyone, I know you want to know about new launch. Okay, so guys, anyone who tells you that, this new launch is very expensive, this new launch, that new launch is very cheap or expensive, these are all rumors and these are all bullshit one. Because everyone, we can only know the price on day one of launch. Just remember that. So anything before that is they anyhow rumors one. So if you really want to get in a good new launch at a good price, you must still participate in the launch. Okay, means you still need to put a check to get a better number. And you do not need to... And a lot of people are very fearful of putting a check. The check never do anything. You don't... It's not a confirmed thing. So you just get a better number using your check. So at the launch day is the day where you want to commit, you buy. You don't want to commit, you can still pull out. But what I say is you still need to commit by giving a check to anticipate or participate the new launch. So don't go and hear people the new launch is expensive or cheap. Just try. Then on that day one, if it's good, then you decide to buy, then no good, just pull out. So don't go and listen to all the rumors.
There's another question for property. I think I can also share my experience. Siyong mentioned, property more than 10 years still can buy or not? This one, I think the exact question I asked Eric, I think last year or 2 years back. And then Eric showed me some of the property that he shared with all his mentees. A lot of property that he shared with all his mentees. 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Still appreciate around 100k per year. Sometimes I read skeptical, so I go and see it really soon.
Data, facts. You can't lie from facts, ma. And you all know I always when I do my YouTube, I also show you like the facts and figures. So you can see that, hey, it's really true. Hey, why this project make money? So I also learn from there. Oh. It's like, why do some projects make money? Why some projects, new projects, and they still lose, and they lose immediately? So it's not about age. As I say, it's not about age. The risk comes from your choice of property. So remember who said that? It's Hua Kui said that. So remember, the risk comes from your choice of property. So it doesn't mean the property is very old, you cannot buy. It still depends whether there's upside, there's demand, got good transaction volume, all this. Check lah, you data lo.
Okay. Do homework. So Sean, maybe I ask something that a lot of people might want to ask, but don't dare to ask lah.
Come.
Oh. I like. So like, what stock to buy?
That's what I already say, right? I thought I give a lot of stocks already.
SPY actually, and UPRO lah.
Yeah,
I think Sean very nice. They do like, they give like free stocks like picker. It's very generous of you.
They never give free stocks lah. This one you must also buy.
Yeah, I don't care about these people lah. Because some of people come here, they also don't want to do anything.
No, but I think stocks are... one thing good about stocks is that like you can actually put a bit of money to actually do inside. And depending on your level of interest to actually learn more. True. For those who want to learn more and then become more interested, right? Like, I think recently me and Glenn, we also... We always explore, like, it's always learning. So even using options, we are writing options. And then like every day, we also get certain income, a bit of income here and there. Lah. Okay, I mean, depends on your portfolio. The bigger it is, it can go up to I was just sharing with Grant yesterday, I make about $1,000. But so every day can make about $1,000. But that one you need, it's not totally passive. You need to make sure tonight do have FOMC. I think there's a FOMC vice chairman speaking tonight. So tonight better avoid those kind of things. But okay, that one, the impact not that big. So it depends on your level of willingness to be active in certain things. Okay. But investing is supposed to be passive one. But for us, we are like a little bit more full-time investor. We are going to run a fund. So we are a bit more active. So, but property, so I think stocks are a little bit more active, options a bit more active, property definitely passive lah. You don't, unless you want to everyday go and pretend to be ghost to scare your neighbor away, make the property price goes down, then wow, straight away enter, then you all say 2013 to 2019, the interest rate low and the price like shit, right? Best time to buy lor, then low risk already ma. Yeah, you enter at low interest rate, you lock in, then the price low some more, best deal lah. I hope that situation happens again lah. Okay.
Yeah, hey, I want to ask you something eh. Yeah. Since both of you like you're full time doing this, how often how often you trade? Like 你一天 trade 几次?
Very good.
Okay, so 我跟你讲啊, I suspect mine is similar to Glenn. 70% of portfolio, right, is really just enter already, let it run one. Because actually it's the waiting, it's like property, just let it run one. Then 30% we will go and test out other stuff, which you will find out a lot of things. When you test based on paper or based on testing, right, you sometimes read, then not very interesting. So we do a lot of backtesting. Then we do live trades. So we recently we have do some daily live trades. But I can tell you also, I'm very tired. So now, after we do daily live trades, we see, every day can make about $1,000. Not bad. Then now we think of how to automate it. So we also don't want to every day go and invest one. But I can share with you, for stock market and for... My own opinion, options market, the more time you spend in the market, the more mistakes you make. So you spend lesser time better. So you go and trade like, every day look at this, that's my opinion. I don't know how many of you traders, investors here, if y'all agree, y'all can type A. The more time you spend, the worse your result is usually. Yep.
Yeah, totally agree like what Sean mentioned. Also like, maybe to answer also to add on to what Eric mentioned, how often? For me, maybe every 1 month, every 6 months, every 3 months, I buy and sell something. If not, I don't do it every day. I mean, for the 70% of my portfolio, it's really super passive.
Oh, really?
And like what? Yeah, super passive. Because a lot of people have the impression, investing means you must stop at stare at a chart every day. That one is more trading. Not say don't have. Okay. Have lah. But
just now you were saying like to make 1,000 per day, like 很多工, a lot of work.
不会啦。Just 9:30 先 enter. So we just enter, then we just...
That means every day you trade lah.
We just sell options lah. Zero DD. But maybe I tell you most of the time what we do lah. Most of the time, we don't trade one. We do a lot of YouTube ads and Facebook ads to irritate people one. Just kidding. I know a lot of people very irritated lah. Hey, go and buy YouTube Premium lah. Since I'm also a Google shareholder, so I'm just kidding. Hey, so, very very sorry if you all keep seeing the ads and you all feel irritated. I know I'm also not very good looking lah. So mine is not the 偶像派. Okay, the thing is, Singapore quite small lah. So you spend a bit of money, the ads keep running to the same places. Yeah, just kidding lah. Just kidding.
I share a little bit of what Sean just mentioned. Like recently, we have been researching about these strategies and how we can consistent doing it. And right now we are automated. Maybe I share the screen. Mm. Can see now. Let me see.
This one.
So you can see that over here, maybe I draw something. Over here, you can see that the equity, we always want this equity curve to be very smooth and want to be consistent. What I mean by consistent? Consistent, that means 2020, 2021, 2022, when market is down 18%, this strategy is up. So 2023 up, 2024 up. So we want to make money every single year. So can I ask all of you, is this considered consistent? If this is considered consistent, can you type C? Yeah, so this is very consistent.
This is something, most of the time we do research. We do research, try to find something that can be lose lesser money, win more money. So lower risk, less higher returns. Have actually.
Hey, but when you say you do like all this research, you will use money to go and buy in also.
So the process works like this. Number one, we come up with a theory. Usually we go and read books, we go and we chit chat, say, hey, maybe we can do this, maybe we can do that. So we come up with theory. Second portion, we backtest. So now there's a lot of platform that can really do a lot of backtesting. Last time, very difficult. We must own self download, use Excel spreadsheet, go and test. So after backtest, right? Then after that, after backtest, for me, after backtest, I straight away use real money. I use small amount, use one contract. So initially, the one I tell you, we make about $1,000, right? Initially, I make about $50 only. Because I want to
try
I want to put smaller. So in case lose lesser. Then start to win consistently. I add up to 100, add up to 500, then add up to 1,000. So few months later, I'll add a little bit more. Since, so again, theory, then backtest. Backtest must be seen based on historical data, where your theory work. We know that history and now may not be the same. That's why when we go in, we also go in small. So slowly scale up.
I think it's very similar to property, just like how Eric started, HDB to condo, then to bigger condo, then right now is a small lender, bigger lender, and very, very big lender. So it's the same thing.
Yeah, must grow. I mean, you don't want... I think life is about learning and growing, ma. I mean, if you don't learn, don't grow, then what's the point of living, man?
Still so, maybe I come back to Sean. Let's say a person like start from zero knowledge, zero experience investing in stocks, and want to do something like you making $1,000 every day. How can this person start?
The first thing is don't expect to make $1,000 every day. It's must be realistic, okay? Expect to lose.
Sean is a very good teacher, Personally, you are a very good teacher.
I wish I can say that. But a good teacher, actually, the best thing is the students perform better than me. But good news, I mean, I have a lot of students doing better. Actually, Glenn's, I think, portfolio also better than mine. So that's very happy. So I think a lot of them become good investors or better students, right, when they start to have the expectation. Because in stock market, maybe it's our advertisement, I don't know. Say something like so easy. So people have the expectation, so easy. It is not that difficult. But it's not complicated. It's just that the expectation, people think that 100% will win, every day will make money. But it's not like that. So if you are able to do it realistically, I can tell you financially, your life will be quite different. You know, you can actually learn to lose money.
Got a good question. Someone say how to join this? How, you can do this automated. How?
Okay, so there's quite a few platforms. The platform that I personally use for options automation, right, is using this thing called WhisperTrade. It's not I automate for you. It's actually the platform. You click what you want, then every night they help you execute. It's called WhisperTrade. Whisper as in WhisperTrade. You can go and search for that. There's actually a lot of automation platform.
Sean, I pause you for a while. Sean is very nice. I'll share with all of you this. But I got a different thinking. But because my different thinking is all these are good. But if you use it wrongly, your result will not plus, it will negative drop. So we automate good thing, our result become better. Plus, if you automate the wrong thing, so really must do your own homework.
Before you automate, you test the live one first. You must make sure that it's working, then you go and automate. Otherwise, you go and automate, you create a monster that help you every day lose money. But maybe aim to lose beautifully first. Aim to for investing or lose one.
These are good tools, but at the end, you still need to know what you are doing. Correct? 我这样讲对吗？
Yeah, 对，很对。
It's a good tool 嘛， it will help you if you are buy the right thing 嘛， then it will automate the good things 嘛。
Correct, it's like knife 啦， knife can use on good stuff, cut fruits,
yeah,
cut
yeah, 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 yeah. So at the end, you need to learn what to buy, how to do, how to do step by step. I think what we share, it seems easy, but when it comes down to buy, to do the first step, like you ask me to start doing what you do, wow, it's super complicated. Eh. I 一定要学, I think you can't you need to
Okay, I'll take it. But I mean it's not everything you learn also needs some learning curve. Like even property. I think property sorry, I'm a bit lazy. So I know my wife like to look at property, but really have to go and take a look, have to walk around, see how far from MRT. So I thought I
yeah, true.
So there's learning curve.
Have someone to guide la.
Yeah.
Wow, Eric, Rich mentioned joining this month's Eric's class. Very excited to be what? Wow,
So since we only have less than 10 minutes, let me share with you a good news. Wow, you know, because 1 year I only do like four or five classes are max. And every time I say that, if you come for this class, you are the lucky one because my top three new launch haven't launched yet. So we are already at the second half of the year, my top three new launch haven't launched. So the good news to you, even you join my this month's class, my top three new launch also haven't launched, which is coming in October, November or December. So it's still in time if you are looking to get a good new launch. And as I say, doesn't mean you need to buy new launch to make money. Like I recommended Sean to buy resale. He also walao huat until siao leh.
Yeah.
How much is your valuation? 你懂你现在的 value 多少啊?
Not sure, never check already, but it keeps going
I
up. So,
guess,
yeah.
I guess easily 2.5.
Possible.
You bought 1.7, right?
1.7 plus, yeah.
Walao, 800 leh. Walao.
Wait,
so doesn't mean resale won't make, ma. So, yeah. So, but it's a bonus for you, lah. If you come for this month's class, which is next weekend, I'll show you what. Where are good at up and coming area. Then if your budget is low, how to start small. There's a lot of things to buy in today's market. Okay, but anyway, tomorrow will be Sean's webinar. They are teaching about stocks, options. So I think the link there. So I think they have pinned the link somewhere. If you want to know more about my upcoming class, which is next week, I'm going to do the webinar on Thursday, 9 o'clock. So the link is also here. Go and register to watch.
Yeah, so tomorrow what we'll be sharing is like three specific option strategies. And then we'll go through step by step, in fact, how to sell options. This one, the one that we are sharing is the one that we believe is the best and the safest, which Warren Buffett himself used for years. And really, you all can go and verify. It's not be anyone say. Of course, when he used, he make billions. For us, we make a few hundred to a few thousand. But start somewhere. So for those who are interested, you can come and take a look. And who knows, maybe you'll be one of those students that be better than me. I really hope a lot of people, I don't think I'm supposed to be the best. I don't think I'm a guru. I just share what I know. We also make a lot of mistakes.
For stocks, even I have any questions, you are the only, you are the two of you. I only go to two of you. The rest, I don't care.
because you don't have much friends, is it? No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
You
only like handsome people.
Very selective friends. So guys, you see when, if you follow me for quite some time, I'm very selective to who I mix with. Yeah, so you don't see me often in any multi speaker event, YouTube such collaboration.
Yeah, hold on, I tell you, Eric very very selective one. Like he select property same as he select people. We are the hot people. No, like that we say until we very good property. Like. We are the new launch. just kidding.
But really Sean also taught me a lot. I mean, for everyone, fun fact, you won't see me in YouTube at all because the person who encouraged me to do YouTube is actually Sean.
Hey, he's very... Wow, I tell you.
So during COVID, it's Sean who said, hey, Eric, 不要, 做 online 啦. He said, 做 more online. So he encouraged me to do YouTube. La. So I'm here also because of him. La. So I want to...
Don't say that. I learned a lot from you. And I can tell you the first time we go to your house and you were sharing his... What, He's just super sincere lah. So I think the good thing about Eric is like he's just super authentic. And these are the people that we want to actually learn from lah, right?
Huh?
So maybe I add on a little bit on the property thing lah. So like, wow, Sean, I didn't know you bought at 1.7 now, 2.5, wow.
800.
He tell me to buy He tell me to buy. I straight away immediately take the phone and call the agent.
Hey, really? So, it's super fast one. I say, do this. He say, okay. Eric, I saw this already. Can you give me a value? I say, okay, buy this price. He say, okay, Eric, I got it. Yeah, short and sweet, fast. But also, thanks for the trust also.
It's like buying chicken rice, you know. Hey, okay, one plate, and go already. Because the truth is, like, why I trust Eric is because I see the way, right? He got his whole entire Singapore, the property map, and all the details inside his brain. It's like, this kind of experience, right, is not you can go and read and get one.
Passion. Hobby.
Maybe I share my perspective of why I think property very, very important. Because everyone need to have a property under their roof. So to me, how I see property is like, 反正一定要买, we confirm need to buy a property. I got two choices. One is I sleep on a sand. One is I sleep on a gold mine. So obviously, I'll sleep on a gold mine. That is appreciating. Obviously, I follow Eric. I mean, just to share with everyone, this is my thinking. Really very different. So Sean obviously sleep on a gold mine after 5 years, 6 years, then unknowingly.
Yeah, I say your turn also, so Glenn. You already say yours 100K already. 你还没有拿手时, right, Glenn?
Me, 还没有。You
see, you haven't get 100K already. Also very fast.
I can smell already the 100K. 3 months only.
Nice. Once you tasted money, sure.
Yeah. So buy just don't wait to buy lah. Buy and then wait. I think it's really very good advice. Most of the things, this one is I just saw one person quote you. Quote Eric say, don't wait to buy to wait. Buy and wait. Ooh. I think it's a very good advice. Yeah. Someone mentioned inflation, everything prices typically goes up. Obviously we wish to buy at the cheapest time, which sometimes you will wait, then miss, then after that have to wait for the next cycle. Actually, the whole cycle that you wait, right, you could have actually make lesser money, maybe another 80K, 100K, correct? Which is actually very good
return. Hey, guys, you really have no choice, lah. If you continue to work, even you are a business owner, you have no choice to invest, lah. Because if you really want to have a awesome breakthrough life, investing is the way to go,
Now I feel so blessed because long time ago I started investing in stocks. Then right now property also appreciate. I mean I follow Eric's property also appreciate. Wow, very short. Sleeping make money, then stock also make money. So
both of you, damn short.
Well. It's very nice to know both of you. Wow, damn short. So damn short.
Then what's the benefit of knowing you again? just kidding. Hey, you never bring anything to the table, eh? just kidding. Hey, 开玩笑。Okay, lah. So I do hope that everybody like learn something. But the key thing, I think, again, in interest rate, like I think Eric mentioned something very good. We can't predict a recession one. So obviously, but definitely, there'll be a market cycle, lah. It will come, it will go. Recession will come, don't know when. It's just that you must also give your portfolio a certain way that is a recession proof, lah. So yeah, it cannot be recession come, then everything wipe out. So make sure you sleep on gold. Okay?
Yes.
So maybe can all of you, I'm just very curious, can all of you share with me what is the one key takeaway you have from this session so far for the past 1 hour? Because I believe all of you definitely have a different takeaway. Come, all of you share. Just one takeaway. Can takeaway is, I didn't know follow Eric can be so hot or follow Sean can be so hot. Maybe.
No. You yourself are the hot one. You can actually,
when's the last time we did this?
I think 6 months ago.
Yeah, around there.
I think I saw 6 months ago. Yeah.
And not bad lah. Every 6 months or every 3 months, we can do one.
Every time, another few hundred K out. Wow.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Hey, don't wait for them already. They can rewatch the video.
Sleeping now also can make money. Okay. Buy property must consult Eric. Yeah, really. Eric.
Hey, this one is really like an endorsement and advertisement, but I think it is really worth it. So I mean nothing to hide lah. So anyway, we do so many ads already, why we scared of doing ads again, right? So this ad is really very strong. I think really you think about it, your property you get an expert to do it, it's a lot better than you yourself do it. Okay. True. Stocks you can do it yourself because you can lose like $100, $200. You can learn yourself. But property, well, really, once the time passed, 3-5 years gone, it's sleeping on sand. Well, this one new term I learned today. New term. Okay. Thanks a lot, guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, shishie.
So one last thing I want to share is that because we all know that invest in property, definitely we need a down payment, 6-figure or so. Actually, a lot of my friends keep asking me how to invest this, how to invest that.
Oh, is it you want to lend money? Huh? So that's what you bring to the table, you want to lend people the money, is it?
No, they ask me. So I always say don't ask me because I'm not the pro in terms of investing in property. So I say always go to Eric. So I actually think about that. Why small water more gun? Why are they do they intro Eric? Because the stress very high. Because if they make money 6-figure, if they lose money 6-figure down, my friend, but I really dare lah, because I myself make a lot of money through Eric. So really. I mean like 人生很短, so
why so emotional now, suddenly?
Yeah.
You will live a long life, okay?
Keep saying good things.
Okay, so these are the learning points. Need to have good friends. Okay, good. Look for Eric to buy broker property. What people mix together. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Please be selective of who you mix with. Very
Eric's
important.
Link don't work. Okay, maybe my team member can take note of it and send a new link or something.
Never mind, I'll just put the link again in the video description. I'll put both links, Sean one and my one. Then you all go and click. Anyway, it's tomorrow or the day after. So, but Glenn, remember to register to watch. If not, you won't get the link to watch.
Glenn look cute, but it's very hot. Of course, I look cute, guys. How? Well, I tell you, if you know the correct people, have the correct knowledge, no, I'm serious. I am serious. It's like how not to hot? I don't understand.
Yeah, mix with the right people, you will be somewhere there one.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. I think that's all for now.
10 o'clock already. I want to.
Sean, for any last words before we end today?
Try what last words? Okay, I think the key thing is this. It's about having a portfolio. I always believe that. I like to use this term like size is nothing. When it comes to investment, the size is nothing. It can grow and it can grow bigger. It's the position sizing. Meaning to say, make sure that you can afford the mistakes in terms of stocks. Property, very hard to do that. So make sure that you really do in-depth studies. So make sure your portfolio, the whole entire position sizing makes sense. More confident then you put more money. Less confident, put lesser. We talk about low risk, but there's still risk. So property, I think Singapore lesser risk. So really go and seek better advice for property. I mean, really sounds like an advertisement, but it is something that I truly believe in. Okay? Mm. And Eric?
Yeah, Eric.
Please go and watch the webinar. Yeah, it's a for a long term thing. You watch, you learn, then you can start planning how to build your portfolio. So always start somewhere. The three of us, we have a portfolio today is because we started somewhere. So I encourage everyone to start somewhere by start to learn. How?
Okay, maybe my another advice is that if any one of you this is my I touch my heart. This is my true I always have this thinking. If any one of you want to anyhow invest in stocks or property, I rather you don't invest lah.
Yeah.
Just learn before you invest. If not, it is super painful. Super painful. Yeah, so my advice is learn first, then invest. If not, don't even invest. Don't waste time.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's all for now. I hope all of you learned a lot today. And thanks, Eric.
Thank you all. Thank you all for your time. 谢谢大家，谢谢 Sean，谢谢 Glenn. Have a good night, guys.
Good night. Bye bye.